grasp, 3J, that the whole idea of Big Brothers is to be friends with the volunteers who spend time with you.
Hey, I'm down with that. 100%. No lie.
Well, then can you explain why the last four Big Brothers we assigned you quit?
Wimps. All of them. Just Big Brother wimps. It wasn't my fault. I'm a little angel.
Yeah, right. Leonard here said you scared him half to death.
Oh, big misunderstanding with Lenny. See, he didn't know that in my hood, putting a snake down a guy's pants is a sign of respect.
Look, here's the bottom line, 3J. Your aunt begged me to give you one last chance. And personally, I don't like to give up on a kid.
I can see that. Yeah.
So I have found you one last Big Brother who I hope will be a perfect role model. An intelligent, caring, enthusiastic young man.
Heidi how! Oh, boy. Terribly sorry. But don't worry. I know a great glass guy. Throwing him a lot of business over the years. See? I'm a pain in the glass.
You're sticking me with this fool?
Yeah, this is Steve Urkel, your new big brother.
Put her there, little guy.
Jameson. And who might you be, my tall tenderoni?
Excuse me?
Oh, see you singing it. Baby, get back.
Listen, you little slug. Drool over somebody your own age like Baby Bop. Nasty self.
She wants me.
You were a little offensive there, little guy.
I was?
A rule of thumb when meeting the Winslow women. Don't talk about their butts.
You the man, Erky.
That's Steve.
Whatever you say, Erky.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Yo, it's Steve.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Harry.
Steve. Who's that behind the couch hiding from the heat?
3J, come out here. I want you to meet Carl. He's the head honcho around here. And Harriet, the lovely lady of Winslow Manor.
Hi.
Hi, 3J.
I'm 3J's new big brother.
We don't get to pick.
Neither did I.
You know, the Big Brothers program has helped a lot of kids.
Yeah, maybe they can help me with my little problem.
What's that?
They say I've got sticky fingers.
Give me that. That's my watch.
You know, Carl, for being a cop, you sure got suckered.
Hey, look what I found.
Oh.
Give me that, you little kleptoe.
Now, okay, people don't warm to a guy who boosts their jewelry. Now, come along. I've got tickets to the International Bug Expo.
You know, that young man's cute, but I'm afraid he's trouble.
Oh, he just wants people to think he's tough. I bet deep down inside he's a good kid.
Fool guy took your wallet.
Harriet?
What's going on here?
I'm scraping ham fat off of this broiler is what's going on over here.
No, I'm talking about this passbook. This savings account passbook. The savings account passbook with your name on it, but not mine.
Oh, well, that's nothing, Carl. It's just a little mad money.
Oh, you're right. That's exactly what it is, because it's making me mad.
Why? I just stashed away a little something for a rainy day.
Rainy day? $1,200? That's not a rainy day, Harriet. That's a typhoon.
Okay, Carl. You busted me. I'm saving up to buy a Learjet so I can run off to Rio with Antonio Banderas. Oh, would you feel better if I told you what I was saving the money for?
Oh, no. After all, I wouldn't want to pry. Lord knows what you got stashed away. A numbered Swiss bank account? A safe deposit box in the Cayman Islands? Probably a whole nother family up in Kenosha.
Hey, Carl. Up your Kenosha.
Harry.
Well, you're acting like an idiot, Carl.
Well, you know, I may be an idiot, but at least I don't hide it from you.
So the answer is 33 and a remainder of 4/12, or
33 and a third. Can't we do something fun, Erky?
It's Steve, and I really think we should concentrate on our schoolwork. Tell you what, if it's fun that you're looking for, we'll switch to geography. We'll make a game out of it. Why, we'll play b-ball in Nepal. We'll fast break in Kuwait. We'll be like Shaq in Iraq. On second thought, just grab that geography book over there.
This one?
The geography book.
Here you go.
Well, this is arithmetic. Why do you keep avoiding geography?
I might. I just picked up the wrong book. End of story.
You don't know how to read, do you, Trisha?
What? Sure I do. That's my aunt. I'm out of here.
Now wait, little guy. We can talk about this.
No. I'm done talking, and I'm done studying. I don't need you as a big brother.
But 3J...
Leave me alone!
Hi, honey.
Harriet.
How was work, sweetheart?
I'm not telling. It's a secret. Harriet, where are my favorite cookies? Or are you hiding them, too?
Here we go again.
Or perhaps you have a concealed trap door where you hide your own ding-dongs.
Carl, I've only got one ding-dong, and I'm looking at him.
Very funny, Harriet. But, you know, I'm not going to stand here and trade quips with you. Because you know my motto.
If it doesn't move, eat it.
No. That's my old motto. My new motto is fight fire with fire. Because today I went out and got myself this. My own separate savings account.
$9?
And it's drawing 2% per annum, baby.
Carl, sit down. We're gonna end this nonsense. I'm gonna tell you all the little dark secrets I've kept from you in the 25 years that we've been married.
Aha, I knew there was more.
Number one, on our first date, my fingernails weren't real. Number two, I never have and never will enjoy our annual visit to the recreational vehicle show. And number three, sometime last November when you got frisky and I told you I had a headache, I didn't have a headache, Carl.
You lied to me, Harry?
Yes, I did.
You don't like the recreational vehicle show?
Nope. Can't stand RVs. Carl, I'm hurt that after all these years, you would have so little faith in me. Do you really think that I hid that money from you because I had some ulterior motive?
Well, that's what it looked like.
Well, Carl, I was saving that money so that I could buy you this.
What is this?
Well, it was supposed to be your birthday present, but since you're so suspicious, open it now.
A camcorder!
Harriet,
it's a camcorder!
I know, Carl. I bought it.
Gotcha. Harriet, how do you put up with me?
I have a secret husband who's nicer.
Harriet, I've been acting like a complete and total jerk.
At least now we can capture it on tape.
I'm sorry, Harriet. I love you, Mrs. Winslow.
I love you too, Mr.
But that's all I got. Too bad, suspender boy. My nipples. Okay. You know, how do you expect to find a husband with manners like that? Of course, that mustache ain't gonna help you out much either.
Look, give us your money or else we're gonna carve you a third nostril.
Okay. I had hoped to avoid confrontation. But you leave me no choice. So what'll it be? Rock, paper, scissors, or down and dirty thumb wrestling?
Thumb breaking.
Okay, that does it.
How you living, 3J?
Got it going on. You?
Just make a little withdrawal from the bank of nerd.
Well, do me a favor. Leave the toy alone. It's you and me.
What?
That's right. I'm with him. Good old 3J. My main bro guy homie there. He go back like a recliner.
Who cares? We still want your money.
Yeah.
Okay, will you leave him alone for 50?
Sure. 50? 3J, no!
Chill, Lucky. It's not worth the hassle.
Thanks, 3J. Nice doing business with you.
Now.
Jay, I appreciate the help, but why did you give those three hyenas from the Lion King all that money?
Erky, I picked their pockets. That 50 bucks I gave them was their own money.
Oh, you're good. That's bad, but you're good.
What are you doing in my neighborhood anyway?
I'm still your big brother, and I want to teach you how to read.
I told you. I already know how to read.
Oh, really? Then read this basketball card.
Easy. Michael Jordan, number 23, on the Chicago Bulls. Average points per game, 32.
Okay. Now read the company that makes the card. Upper Deck.
I can't read.
I know. You memorized those stats. How the heck did you make it all the way to the fourth grade without knowing how to read?
It's called faking it.
Yeah, but how did you read the menu at Mickey D's, or how did you figure out the instructions to a video game? Or better yet, how did you even know what a street sign says?
I asked somebody. I get by.
3J. A kid as smart as you shouldn't have to just get by. But you can go far. And reading will take you as far as your imagination can go. Why, in one book, you could be a fighter pilot with the Tuskegee Airmen. In another, you could be a knight at King Arthur's court. Or you could be a pirate digging for buried treasure with Long John Silver. Ah, you scurvy scum!
Wow, you make it sound cool.
Reading is cool. And I want to teach you.
You won't bow out on me like my other big brothers?
No way. I keep my promises. I do what I say, and I say what I mean, and I mean what I say when I mean that I say I'll do it.
You lost me, Erky.
I won't bow out on you. Now, what do you say we start first thing tomorrow?
Deal.
Great. Now let's go hop in the car and grab an ice cream cone. I'll read the flavors to you.
Wait! You forgot your keys, Steve. Hey, I gave them back. Don't go crying on me.
It's not that. I'm just touched you call me Steve.
We could do. Let's go sit in the car and pretend we're helicopter pilots.
Nah, How about we take the car?
Nah, I don't take cars.
I don't pretend.
We can go to the park and play soccer.
We can go to the park and bet on soccer.
I don't bet.
I don't play.
Legos?
Get a life.